Estevan, Affinity Place will remain busy with curling action, thanks to the SaskTel Tankard from February 1st-5. Opening ceremonies will be at 6 p.m. on February 1st, and the first draw will begin at 7:30 p.m. There will be three draws a day from February 2nd-4. The games on February 2nd start at 9 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. They will be at 10 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. the next 2 days. The 3 p.m. matchups on February 4th will be the last for the preliminary round. Playoffs begin with the 7:30 p.m. games that night. The tournament uses a page playoff format, so the winners of the A event and the B event will meet in one contest to determine who goes directly to the championship final at 3 p.m. on February 5th. The loser of that game will compete in the semifinal at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Meanwhile, the winners of the 2C events will meet in the other 7 p.m. game on February 4th, with the winner advancing to the semifinal and the loser being eliminated. Be sure to visit www.sasktoday.ca for coverage throughout the Tankard. The Turnbull Ready Mix Patch at the Wiley Mitchell Building will also have lots of off-ice entertainment throughout the tournament. On February 2nd, local DJ Dave Elliott will bring his musical bingo competition, known as Singo, which has proven to be popular when it has been held at the Black Grasshopper restaurant. Games will occur at 8, 9 and 10 p.m. that night. Cabarets will be held on February 3rd and 4, with DJ Andrew Kinnikin coming from Saskatoon to Estevan. Proceeds from the cabarets will be directed to the curling club. Also on February 3rd, Bandits Distilling out of Weyburn will at the patch with free taste testing of their products. And at noon on February 2nd, there will be a luncheon for the curlers. If anyone in the public wants to attend, admission is $20 per plate. It gives the fans a chance to hear some speakers from CurlSask and meet the curlers. People can also enjoy music at the patch on February 1st and 5, and the curling will air on television on two large smart TVs. And during the day, there will be cornhole, large block Jenga, beer pong and playing cards for people to enjoy. Kyle Whitehead, who operates the concession at the Power Dodge Curling Center, will be serving food each day from 11 a.m. to close. Admission is free, except for the Thursday lunch and the cabarets. An event pass or a ticket for that day's curling will get someone in for free to the patch for the cabarets. It costs $10 to get into the cabaret without a pass. Minors will be allowed to come to the patch throughout the tournaments as well, except for on February 3rd and 4 after 7 p.m.